our team that went up, we did spectacular. You know, we brought six kids over, six boys and then one girl, and we just crushed it. I couldn't even believe it. We were the top Southeast team, taking fifth at ACS. And it was just with six guys to take that, that's insane. That means we were just pinning left and right, and it was amazing. So we brought six guys up, and to start from the bottom to the top here, you know, we have Aiden, Kata, and Marcus Anderson. Now, both last year, they go 0-0, right? That means they didn't really win any last year. But this year, they come in, and they each get a win. Marcus gets another win, and then they go out. Now, for me, that's progress. We're making progress in the right direction, so that's awesome to see, right? And then to keep moving forward, we have four guys that place top four in the state, or I guess at ACS, right? So you have Kyle Biggers, who naturally is supposed to be at 215, but we bumped him up for this tournament to wrestle heavyweights. And he goes and he wrestles guys that are like 50 pounds heavier than him and ends up taking fourth, which is awesome, you know? So, like, what is he going to do at 215? We'll find out, right? And then we had Jonas Anderson, who goes out and takes third, but the guys who took first and second, they're also in Southeast. So that means we get to see him again. And that's really good to be able to know that at 160 pounds, the strongest people are from Southeast, meaning we get to see them all the time compared to the up north guys who, if they were up north guys who took the top seed, we can't see him again until state. So it's awesome. That means we're just going to tackle. You know. And then we had two guys in the finals. And these two, they definitely are outstanding wrestlers of the weekend, hands down. No questions asked. It was Caden Duke and Wyatt Lister. Those guys, they showed me how much they wanted it. Like, it was just straight up. They were unseated in their brackets, and then they go and they pin everybody, and they make it to finals. And it wasn't like it was undeserved. No, they deserved to be there. They pinned every single person all the way through, which is insane. Then they go into the finals. They both face kids from Nome who are just way stronger than them. But they go out there, and they give it all to them. They ultimately lost, but hey, they made finals. They got to go into the spotlight, and they wrestled extremely hard, and I'm very proud of them. I'm proud of my whole team. I don't know what this weekend did, but something in the water or something in the air up there that just turned it on, and I was just super happy about it. That leads me into our one girl that we brought up, Laquelle Deinhart, and she, first year, like, this is her second year ever wrestling. Last year, she goes 0-0, right? And then this year, she takes sixth. I have no idea what happened. She drank something, or I don't know what it is, but then she just turned it on, started being the real wrestler she is, and then just takes sixth, which is just really good as a coach. So, yeah, it was a great weekend.
What does Ketchikan look like this coming weekend?
It's the largest tournament for Southeast. So it'll be very big for us, and I'm just excited to go because I really like the Ketchikan tournament. They run a really good tournament. And it's just a very large one, so it's like two back-to-back large tournaments, which is always really fun to do. So,